Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is the D-Man here, just having a wonderful time this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I hope you're enjoying yourself today, this great, great Memorial Day weekend. As I said, you're part of the biggest three-day party of biggest three-day weekend online. This is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, I'm unable to play any type of music or any of my sound effects or anything like that. The thing is, I'm just working at solo. I'm talking about, I was at a skeleton crew. Now I just left with a skeleton bone right now. You know, this rap about time you hear like a canned laughter. Yeah. But I'm trying to do the best that I can right now because it probably might be a really short program because I'm going to have to get some new something new for my laptop, and if I don't, I won't be able to be on air. So I guess it's pretty much safe to say I'm pretty much going to be on hiatus after this broadcast because I'm going to have to get some new stuff. Hopefully I'll be able to get it this upcoming week, so I won't have to go on hiatus, so to speak. So, but this probably will be the last show for a while, the last broadcast of the Tomorrow's Radio Show, at least until I be able to get some new equipment for my laptop, so I'd be able to stay online, to stay on the air for this upcoming weekend, next weekend. But I hope hope I'll be able to get it this week, so I won't have to go on hiatus. But for right now, just let's enjoy what we have right now. Of course, you know, it's 3:03 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. If you just tuned in, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, hosting the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Right now, it's 3:02 p.m. It is 84 degrees outside in Macon, Georgia. To all my Central Georgia listeners, it's 84 degrees with a high of 87 and a low of 62. So enjoy the sunshine that we have right now. Just enjoy what we have. And I hope you have a great Memorial Day not just for today, but also tomorrow. Because, you know, this is a four-day weekend. So this three-day weekend is really a four-day weekend. So hopefully we'll have, hopefully the good weather continues, especially for tomorrow. As we speak right now, we had, of course, you already know this week of a week in review that David Letterman had his final show this past Wednesday this week. He had over 6,000 shows, over 6,000 episodes, and nearly 20,000 guests on his show, all the way back from 1982 when he started on NBC to this year when he's been on television when he moved to CBS in 1993 and had his very first broadcast on CBS on August 30th, 1993, when it was the Late Show. Now, when he started, it was Late Night with David Letterman, but NBC had the rights to Late Night, so they had to change. So when the CBS, it became the Late Show with David Letterman. But, you know, it's still, I mean, I guess it still qualifies because it has late something in the beginning with it, late whatever, fill in the blank with David Letterman. But nevertheless, it was a really, really, really good, he had a great, great run. Really great run. And let's see.
Saw me when I was a guest on Dave's show and hired me to host this show. So I want to thank Dave and his writer.
Yes.
So what's next for Dave?
Oh, yeah. I was just showing, this is just from Entertainment Tonight, basically all the people who said thanks for David Letterman for working for 33 years on his late night show. And, you know, even an emotional, tearful moment with Jimmy Kimmel, he basically gave him thanks for
being the inspiration, so he would have his, be a host of his own show, which is now currently running on ABC. So congratulations to, you know, I mean, I know it's kind of hard to keep your composure, especially when you know someone is leaving you, you know, is leaving off the air. And you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the guy. I'm not ragging on him or anything. I mean, you caught me getting choked up on my own show, and I'm on the radio. So imagine how it would be if you're on television. I mean, just to keep your composure, you know, seeing that guy, I mean, I'm just glad, you know, I mean, he's going out on top, and his show was the big, his finale, Dave Letterman's show, finale was the biggest, highest rated show that he had in over 20 years. So that says a lot. That really says a lot. Of course, also mentioned this weekend that this is the 60th anniversary of Disneyland. So it's celebrating 60 years being being on being an attraction for people all over the world. It says that over 700 million people have traveled to Disneyland or has visited Disneyland, and it is just really good. I hope I'll be able to go there myself, but it's an amazing feat. It's an amazing thing to reach 60 years. Matter of fact, another establishment has reached the 60th anniversary, the Diamond anniversary. McDonald's has reached 60 years of being in business. 60 years. That's a lot of French fries, and that's a lot of Egg McMuffins. Of course, they didn't have Egg McMuffins back when it first opened up in 1955, but it's been a great it's been a wonderful run. It's still in business right now. I just want to say, you know, congratulations to McDonald's for being in business for 60 years, as well as Disneyland. What else? We had some other news. Oh yes, there was I think it was Takata. It was a Japanese company who create airbags for many, many cars, I guess mostly for Japanese cars, and a good percentage of them are from Honda cars, and they had to recall over 34 million cars, who happens to have their airbags. And because of this, of course, you know, the reason why they have the recall, because many of the airbags that were produced by this company for some reason had pieces of shrapnel located surrounding the airbag. So when the airbag exploded, it actually pieces of metallic shrapnel items blew up in the person's face as well as the airbag itself. And it has been, I think, close to, 11 deaths so far have been claimed by these faulty airbags. And putting in 34 million cars, that is a lot of cars. That's a lot of cars, whether you're talking about worldwide or just for one country. I mean, either way, that's a lot, because that's a lot of business, and that could mess up a lot of business. I mean, imagine if the people, you know, happen to have a lot of cars, you know, I mean, that could mess up a lot of sales, not just for that company, but imagine all the auto sales. I mean, especially Honda, and Honda is a very dependable car. I mean, they get up to 30, 40, some, even up to almost 50 gallons per mile, miles per gallon. I mean, that is it's a sad situation, very sad situation. To tell you the truth, as we speak right now, it's 3:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Right now, the Indianapolis 500 is still on right now as we speak. It's been on, I think, since noon today. As always, it always falls on the Sunday before Memorial Day and Independence. Before Memorial Day, the Sunday before Memorial Day. And the IndyCar series has been a very popular, very, very popular race for several decades, and what can I say? It's a American tradition. It's a tradition, and I have to admit though, I don't usually watch a lot of car races though. I rarely watch NASCAR, but I have to admit though, IndyCar series, the Indy 500. You can't help but watch it because there's really nothing else to watch on TV. Believe me, I try. I mean, there is something on Bounce TV though. There's a movie that they're playing right now on Bounce TV called Get on the Bus, which is the 1996 classic film directed by Spike Lee, which is basically a long road trip with a group of black men on a bus, which basically drive on their way to the Myanmar March. It's a really good film. I mean, it's not blockbuster. I mean, most Spike Lee's films are not usually known for being blockbusters, but they are well made, though. I got to give the man credit. They are well made. I mean, they don't make a lot of money. They don't make, you know, Transformers money or even Tyler Perry money. But, you know, I mean, it makes a nice, decent amount. I mean, you know, it makes $40-50 million, you know, in the box office. So usually if it makes that much money, especially for a Spike Lee film, it's going to come on. It made just enough money at least to, you know, end up on cable TV or, you know, HBO or Cinemax, what have you. And it's on Bounce TV right now. It's a really good film. It has stars such as Emmy Award winner actor Andre Brow, who you now see on, I think it was Precinct 99 on Fox. Also Isaiah Washington, who used to be on the show Grey's Anatomy. As a matter of fact, it even has Charles S. Dutton, used to be known in the TV show Rock, and as well as the late legendary actor Ossie Davis, who's been in a ton of Spike Lee films, particularly two of his most famous ones, School Days and Do the Right Thing, the Oscar-nominated film Do the Right Thing. Thank goodness for Central Air. Don't you think so? Don't you agree? Oh, man, I definitely agree. You don't know. You just don't know how amazing it is, how wonderful to have Central Air, because I'm telling you, man, if anyone get a house or an apartment, moves into an apartment, particularly those that are graduating right now, I'm telling you, if you save enough money to get an apartment, make sure the place that you stay, apartment or a house, whatever, has Central Air, because it is a wonderful thing. It is a beautiful thing. I'm telling you right now, you'll definitely appreciate the air, especially during the summer months or close to summer months. I already appreciate it now. I definitely appreciate it during the winter months when the heat kicked in, the Central Heat and / air. It's a wonderful thing. I don't think I'd be able to function in a house. I don't think I'd be able to live in it, sit or sleep in a house that didn't have Central Air / heat. It's a necessity. I mean, it really is. I mean, a lot of people get air conditioners, but the only bad thing is it only cools off one area of the house, not the entire house. And if you want to have an air conditioner, that's well and good. But you know, if it only cools off one part of the house, or if it's the wintertime and you only have one part of the house that's warm, what good is it? That's why you really have to get a place with central air / heat. I mean, it's really good, really good. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's 3:15 right now, Eastern Daylight Savings Time. If you just tune in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. It's wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I guess you might say this 3-day weekend is really a 4-day weekend, at least for this weekend, due to its being Memorial Day weekend. Of course, Memorial Day, it started, I think, a little bit after, at the end of the Civil War. It started by some women who decided to give ribbons and flowers to the graveside of people who died during the Civil War. And at that time, at that time it still is to this day, the Civil War has been the bloodiest war that's ever been fought on American soil. And more American soldiers died from Civil War than any other war American soldiers ever fought in. And because of that, these women decided to decorate the graves of the soldiers who died. At that time, it was mostly meals for the Confederate soldiers, and they added it on to include the Union soldiers as well. It became Decoration Day, and then it became a law, an actual federal holiday, Memorial Day, to honor the soldiers who have died in battle in keeping the freedom of Americans, and not just of the Civil War, but pretty much every war, from the Revolutionary War to Civil War to World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, the War on Terror to today. And it's a time-honored holiday. It's a well-deserved holiday, especially those who come from military families. I come from a military family myself. So I have a couple of cousins who used to be in the Marine Corps. He just happened to retire, I think, a couple of years back. And I know he's doing well, and I know he's glad that he's doing what he's doing right now. And I have a lot of people in four out of the five branches of the military service. I mean, my dad was in the Army, my grandfather, and two of my cousins were in the Marines. I had a couple of uncles, Uncle Matthew and Uncle Charlie. They were both in the Navy, U.S. Navy. I had a cousin of mine, a female cousin, my cousin Patricia. She was she served in the Air Force, and she came out there as, you know, she retired as a full bird colonel. She was a colonel in the Air Force. So basically, we've been in four out of five branches of service in the military. At least my relatives have been. Been in all the branches. Except for the Coast Guard. Haven't been in. Don't have one that's been in the Coast Guard. So we pretty much got a grand slams, pretty much. But not the fifth one. I don't know if you. Would the Coast Guard be part of the Navy? I guess it will, more or less. But I think it's its own now. It's been its own branch, as far as I know, at least for the past 4 or 5 years. Right now, as I'm checking out what's going on television, as I said, the Spike Lee film Get on the Bus is on right now. And it's a really good It's a really good film. I love the story. It's kind of reminds me of the Canterbury Tales. Basically, just a group of people coming from different backgrounds on a road trip, trying to find, you know, trying to do what they got to do and see what they want to see. And it's a really good film. I don't know why. There have been some films that remind me of it. I mean, some that came before Get on the Bus, the same came after. Like there's one movie called Baji on the Beach. That's a really good film too. It's basically, which is basically a group of British women, Asian women, South Asian women from Britain of Indian descent, and they go on a bus ride, which is sponsored by the local women's shelter, to go to the beach, this amusement park that's on the beach. And they come, and these women come from different walks of life, and it's a really good story. Get on the Bus kind of reminds me of Baji on the Beach, because it's a road trip of a group of women going together from different backgrounds, going to a certain destination point. and get on the bus. It kind of reminds me of that. It's just differences. It's just a group of black men on a church-sponsored bus taking a road trip, getting to know each other on their way to the Million Man March. And, you know, it's a good – if you haven't seen it, you ought to go ahead and check it out. I mean, it's – I know not that many – I mean – It's not a blockbuster, but it's a really good movie. It's a really good film. I mean, you know, check it out if you ever get a chance to. Definitely do. Because some of these people, I mean, getting these group of diverse actors on there, I really have to give Spike Lee credit because I mean, basically, there's some people who you kind of actually miss that I was seeing there that I just missed there. I mean, basically, like the late, great Ossie Davis. I never did get a chance to work with him, though. I really feel bad about that. I wasn't, you know, famous enough to actually be in a film like him, be in a film with him. As a matter of fact, I just happened to see one of the actors on there, Wendell Spencer. He plays a car dealer in the film Get on the Bus. He actually just kicked off the bus. But, you know, I don't want to give anyone any more spoilers, but that's all I'm going to say. That's the only thing I'm going to mention about Get on the Bus. Dude gets a ride and he gets kicked off. But I was actually in a film with him. I was in the movie Summer with him. He was among the characters. I think he played Abernathy or somebody, but I actually marched along with him. And it was really a great thing to do. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. How could I forget Bernie Mac? Yes, the late Bernie Mac. Yeah, Ossie Davis and Bernie Mac, both of them who are no longer with us. I mean, Ossie Davis was a great actor. Bernie Mac, a hilarious actor, hilarious, funny actor, as well as an even funnier comedian. I mean, this guy is just a trip. But it's a very funny guy. As I talk about this, we have the PGA Tour that's still going on. That's playing on CBS. There's some other programming that's going on. You have the Pinkertons on CW, as well as... As I mentioned, I was checking out the celebrating the Late Show with David Letterman. Their final episode that was on this past Wednesday. That was they were talking about the highlights of it on Entertainment Tonight. And so far as I said, continue. There are 17 laps left in the Indy 500, and they're this. And that's on ABC right now as we speak. They're having the race. The race is still on right now, and it's live at Speedway Indiana, where the Indy 500 is held today. And there are 17 laps to go in this race. It's been on since noon today, and so far the top five people, actually the person who's in the lead right now is who's in first place. Is Mr. Will Power, whose car number is, what do you think, number one. Number two in second place is Juan Pablo Montoya, who's in second place, which ironically, whose car is number two. How about that? So you have the first two people in the first and second place of this race, and they have basically the same... The number that their car is also the side position that they're in the race. Wow, how can you be that? How can you be that? That is something else. And third place is the guy whose car is number nine. But I guess in a way that could be because nine is three squared. So hey, there you go. One, two, three. I had to get it any way I can, man. I had to get it any way I can. But anyway, it's getting close to the end, 3:26 right now. I'm going to have to close it off early because I got to get some new material for my computer. Hopefully I don't have to go on hiatus for this upcoming weekend. But just want to let you know, please check us out. Please check our past episodes to get to know more about the show, it's Rollins Radio Show. But definitely check us out, definitely check us out when we're on there. Definitely check us out every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. or otherwise mention Otherwise, it'll be mentioned somewhere on our Facebook page. Be sure to check us out. And if you have some businesses, if you'd like to advertise with us, please contact us through our Facebook page. Or you can call me at 478-731-1926. Or you can tweet me at dbarrett478. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a great day. Hope you have a marvelous Sunday and a marvelous Memorial Day. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.